Well, it's the time of year when you find yourself desperately wandering around in the shops trying to work out what presents you should buy for relatives that you, quite frankly, haven't seen since last Christmas. But if you find yourself being tempted by items that are on special offer, how good are you at picking out the promotions that offer good value for money? Well, one man who's trying to find that answer out is Paul Mullins from Bangor University. Have you been appalled by our terrible jokes, Paul?
No, I've been quite amused, actually. It's been a fun show so far.
Jolly good. Well, tell us about this study you did then. How did you do it? And what were you trying to find out?
What we were looking at was how the brain responds to special offers. So this was actually an fMRI study, which we were commissioned to do by SBXL, who are a commercial company. They're interested in the science of offers and how the brain responds to them. And we had six different types of offers, which were typical offers that you'd see in a store. So we had good multi-buys, where the price of the multi-buys at two for so many pounds or three for so many pounds, where it would be 80% better than if you were to just buy the items at the normal price. We also had bad multi-buys, where the price of the multi-buy was a little bit more than it would have been normally. We had just basic price discounts, and then we had special offers, where there was no real indication about how much you were saving, but those offers were actually worse. And so we had people do this task, and they had about 162 items, and we asked them to imagine they were shopping for a party, and they had to go through the shop and collect, and an image would flash up of the item with the offer, and then they had to choose how many to buy, one, two, or three. And what we found was that although on whole people were able to pick more of the good offers than the bad, they weren't as good at that as we might have thought, with up to 30% bad offers being chosen. And it turns out the biggest culprit for this is the old special offer. So if you see something that says special offer with no other information, be careful, it may not be, and you're more likely to think it is.
Are they equivalently likely to fall for these offers regardless of how long they've been shopping, or is there a kind of decision fatigue that goes on? Because I know if you make people make lots and lots of decisions, in the end you can just think, do you know what, I'm so knackered with all of this, I'll just have that one.
Well, in our study, we didn't actually see any of that happen. Our study was about 30 minutes of shopping, and we didn't see a decrement in performance over time, at least within that session. However, we did notice that our older participants tended to be not as good at picking good from bad offers than our younger participants. So we had a wide range of participants, age ranges from about 20 or 18, because we have student population at the university, but we also got, sections from the community, so we're up to 70 and 80 year olds. And that's where they got a little bit worse. And so that's another thing to be careful of. And we think that may be a result of, you're used to offers actually being offers. So you're more likely to bite at them, as it were.
So in other words, we go in there trusting the store, trusting the brand, and expecting them to do the honest thing, when actually very often they're not. They know we fall for these things.
Well, I'm not going to say that that's what the shops do, but it's highly likely that if that was happening, we are more likely to fall for those things. Now, I'm not saying that's what people do. But, so it means when you do go into a store and you're thinking about these things, be careful about how trusting you are of the shops. Of course, we were interested in what parts of the brain were involved, and we found that quite a lot of the brain, obviously, is involved when you're making these decisions, which is what you'd expect. But we also found that the more complex the offer was, the less your brain was involved, so the more likely you were to just guess that that was a good offer.
Mm. So is there a way that you could turn the formula around and say, right, now you know what constitutes an offer that people fall for, you could work out ways to actually exploit how people's brains respond to these offers to make people more likely to buy them?
You could. You could also do, the other things that we're looking at is, what does this tell us about the way people look at offers when they see them? How do they process them? Because that may be more useful from the signs of brand movement, new products, and so forth. And that's sort of what we're looking at now. And we're doing a more in-depth analysis now to look at the different types of offers and how they may be, changing the way the brain is reacting.